This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike, we've been talking with Brett Boone all year. He does a terrific job. He's a hell of a player. He comes from a baseball family. And he was one of the first guys to say to us early in the season, watch out for the Padres. And here we are. He is an Odyssey MLB insider. Insider calls presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product. So let's start there, Brett, because I thought Mike and I yesterday, we left the show. We were like, hey, Dylan Cease, this is their moment. They're going to get it done.
And they went for it.
They did. And then, you know, as soon as they got to him, and I said to Mike, when it got to be 5-0 Dodgers, I was like, you still feel like the Padres have enough to come back and win this thing?
Well, I'll tell you, it's been an unbelievable – it's been a pretty awesome – I think all the playoff games have been very entertaining. But I look at – that Dodger-Padre in particular. Dodgers have always, you know, kind of through history have always been rivals with the San Francisco Giants. Well, I'm kind of seeing that change right now. There's bad blood. I think they genuinely don't like one another. Both two great teams. And I'm with you. I thought it was over yesterday. Cease on the mound. Really, the Dodgers don't have anybody in their starting rotation now with all the injuries that can really counter that on paper. But Dylan Cease, he's been great for the Padres all year. But his last two outings have been really – it didn't look like Dylan Cease to me. Last night, once again, he wasn't sharp. They jumped on him early. And, you know, that Dodger offense still, with all the injuries they've had, and their pitching has kind of been in a flux. That offense is still dangerous on any given night if you're off. You know, and I said this last time I think I was on. If you've got a Teoscar Hernandez – in your lineup, who in any other year would be an MVP candidate, that's probably your fifth best player, you're pretty explosive offensively. So it's come down. It's 2-2 now. The only thing I say, here are the things with the Padres. I think they have the best bullpen in the National League. The only other bullpen I think in all of baseball that rivals them are the Cleveland Indians. They're in a deciding game as well in the American League side. But I look at this Padre team, big blow to them. Musgrove goes out the final game of the season. They don't have him for the postseason. So now it comes down to King and Cease, your two guys. And then Yu Darvish, who was out for 2 months for personal reasons. He comes back. First game he pitched, he goes 7 shutout. And I'm going, wow, I didn't expect that out of Yu Darvish. Now with Dylan Cease, the way I've seen him pitch, I think I'd rather have Yu Darvish if I'm a Padre. I'd rather have Yu Darvish on the mound tonight. He's going to probably, or it's tomorrow night. I'm sorry, Friday. Friday.
Right.
And I think they're going to counter with Flaherty. For me, no disrespect to Flaherty. I think he's a quality big league pitcher in a playoff win-all situation. I don't think those Padres are scared one bit about a Flaherty. So right. It's going to be interesting. I didn't even think it would get to 2-2. I thought the Padres were going to win it last night, but no, it's gone to 2-2, and final game tomorrow. I still got to lean Padres.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Dylan Cease on short rest, and they were all the chips were in, to your point, Brett. And there is some stories from L.A. that they may go with Yamamoto, and he's the most rested guy for the Dodgers, but I think maybe Flaherty's right. The guy. Mm. Hey, we were talking before you came on about Carlos Mendoza as the Mets take out the Phillies. He was on your brother's staff with the Yankees. What do you know about the guy? He just seems like the perfect guy to diffuse all the New York media stuff that goes with, you know, playing up there.
I'll tell you what. Carlos Mendoza, and I've been kind of a fan ever since I sat down. At the beginning of the year, I went back to Cincinnati to do some a couple of appearances, throw out a first pitch, and the Mets were in town. And Carlos came over, and, Booney, what's going on? It's like we knew each other our whole life. Well, he'd worked on my brother's staff, and Aaron always had great things to say about him. When he got the job, I was talking to Aaron. He said, he's great. They're going to love Carlos. Well, I got to chat with him during batting practice that day for about 20 minutes. And he's one of those guys that you just go away going, I really like that guy. So I've kind of, in a soft way, been kind of side cheering for that team. I'm actually going to have him on my podcast tomorrow to talk about making it. I watch this Mets team and what they've done. 2 months ago, we're not even talking about the Mets. They're not even a thought as far as a postseason team. You know, I think along with some other teams, the Detroit Tigers, Kansas City Royals, they were an afterthought 2 months ago. But the Mets, down to the final 2 days when they had to go to Atlanta and win one, they just have a spark, something. They've got a nose for the finish line, and they continue to do it. There is no way I can sit down, evaluate the Philadelphia Phillies and the New York Mets, and on paper say that the Phillies were going to lose yesterday. And they did. But it's just something the Mets have been doing this last 2 months. It's like they got a nose for the finish line. All of a sudden, Lindor comes up with a huge the grand slam to kind of seal the deal yesterday. Pete Alonso's hitting balls out the opposite field, which he hasn't done much all year. And it just seems like it's if it's not one guy, it's the next. You got a Winker who's going, I don't know what's going on with Winker. He's a little bit of a psycho. But I'll tell you what, he's had some big moments. He's had some big moments. Vientos, Nimmo, I mean, they're all Severino's stepping up. The kid yesterday that pitched, Quintana, pitched his butt off. This Mets team's just got a, you know, kind of a Arizona feeling of a year ago where nobody really gave us a chance. We got to the postseason. Nobody really gave them a chance against the Phillies. They beat them. Man, I think they're kind of playing loose. Like, we got nothing to lose. We're not even supposed to be here, and those teams are dangerous.
House money. I agree. He is Brett Boone, guys. Odyssey MLB Insider. Insider calls brought to you by Granger. Do you think they have the closer situation fixed? Listen, Edwin Diaz, he kind of lost it.
This schizophrenic, yeah.
Right? And then they went away from him. They went back to him. I mean, he only had 20 saves this year, but he had 7 blown saves in the regular season. Now, this is playoffs, but he closes the game out yesterday against Schwarber. I'm just saying, that's something that still concerns me in these big moments. I don't trust Diaz.
No, and I have a lot of – I believe – I know exactly what you're saying. Now, I'll put my manager hat on for him. I'll put my manager hat on for a minute. All right. Aaron Boone had a similar situation in the Bronx. He's got Holmes, who's been there, one of the best closers in baseball for 3-4 years now. All of a sudden, after the All-Star break, Holmes had some real tough sledding. And down the stretch, you know, I had little conversations with my brother, and I said, what are you going to do? We're going to work it out. You know, I'm going to kind of take him out of the closer role, put him here, get him comfortable. Those closers, when they get shaky, it's a very vulnerable thing because they know who they are. They know they're the guy you go to in the ninth. And just like a position player, I've been in this situation. You know, I've had you have great years, you have tough years. You have great stretches, you have tough stretches. And even the best of best players, when you go through a tough stretch, you start to question yourself, and it becomes a mental thing. So I know what he's going through with Holmes. Holmes is now pitching in the sixth and the seventh for the Yankees. They've let the kid Weaver close, and it's worked like clockwork. You go to the Diaz thing, and I'm with you. I watch Diaz pitch. He's got electric stuff. I'm not taking that away from him. But he almost has given me the feel of a Kimbrel late in his career. When he was with Baltimore, when he was with Philly. Like, if he comes into the game, it's flip a coin time, you know? Whereas normally you bring in a Class A for the Cleveland Indians. I know the other day he gave up the homer, but that's like a unicorn event for him.
Down.
But you bring in a guy like that, a Suarez with the San Diego Padres, pretty much the game's over. You know, in my day, you bring in a Mariano, they start singing that song. Man, that's not good feelings in my dugout. When Hell's Bells comes on and Trevor's coming out of the bullpen, there's a good chance this game's over. But I'm with you. The thing with Diaz is he's shaky. Mendoza's gone with him. He got away from him. He went back to him. And they're still standing. But I'm with you. He comes to the game, and I got one eye open. Like, what's this going to be like? Because really right now there's been no consistency.
It's our Odyssey MLB Insider. It's Brett Boone. Just real quick, bring it back to the Braves. Brian Snicker said, you know, we lost momentum. We had that amazing offensive season last year, set all the records, and then we had to sit on ice for like a half a week or 5 days, and then just felt like we lost momentum. Well, all the Phillies to a man, Brett, snickered, mocked him, laughed about it, and they went and did the same thing. As a former, you know, a veteran player, how much is there to be, you know, the team which has to keep on playing? And because if you're really good, it's like Major League Baseball is punishing you, it seems like. Or is that a weak excuse? You just got to find some way to maintain your stuff.
You've got to find it, something, you know, inside. Now, sometimes you welcome the layoff at the end, and you've got those 4 or 5 days to get healthy, and maybe your team's banged up. But if you're healthy going into it, I think you want to just play and keep playing. I don't know. If they're going to go forward, I think they've done a really good job to this point with the new playoff format, but I think there still needs some tweaks to it. I think maybe if this, you know, continues to happen and that team that sits on the sidelines and waits keeps getting eliminated, they're trying to give them the benefit of the doubt and the most you know, for what they did during the season, having more wins than the next team. They're trying to give them a little bit of an advantage because they've earned it over 162. But if it keeps going this way, I think they're going to tweak it. I don't know. Maybe it's something like you play all the superior team in the regular season, you play all the games at their facility instead of going back and forth. Something's kind of got to even the playing field because the guys that come in hot and kind of like the Mets, like the like the Tigers, like the Kansas City Royals, they've been in playoff mode for a month because they didn't have a spot at the table. They earned that spot at the table, but by playing high leverage, big time games down the stretch. Now all of a sudden you get to the postseason, you hit the ground running, and it's like, well, we've been in playoff mode for a month now, and so we have a little advantage over you. We've been in tough games, we've been in nail biting games where the other teams, they're usually the superior teams that have, you know, that win 95, 100 games. Well, they kind of coast to the finish line because they've got it in the bag.
Before we let you go, I got to ask you about Detroit. You mentioned the hottest team in baseball the past 2 months because they're not here unless they got hot. Their first chance to advance to the ALCS since 2013. Do you have them advancing over the Guardians?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before this series started, I'm looking at that team and I'm going, okay, that Cleveland Indian team is a better team than the Detroit Tigers. They just are. Mm-hmm. But we have a lot of aces in the postseason, up and down. You go with the Coles and you know, pick your ace on both sides, both leagues. But I think there is one ace that is above and beyond the rest, and that's Skubal. And all I said, all I thought was, Skubal in a five-game series, if you can get him, if you can extend the series, is going to pitch twice. You've got to find one win in between. Well, Detroit has found that one win. So I look at this point, even though I think Cleveland overall team is a better team than the Detroit Tigers, if they don't close it out today, the game five is going to be Skubal. And I think right now with what I've seen from Skubal, what my eyes see when I'm sitting on that couch, he's just above and beyond any other of the aces. So I think this series is over, and I think Detroit's going to take it.
And, Brett, how refreshing is it to see Detroit with a 22nd lowest payroll of $94 million against a team with an $84 million payroll?
Crazy.
I mean, for the Yankees, that's like 2 years' salary for the Yankees for Mets players.
It just goes to show you put together the right people. It's not always about the best players and the highest paid players. It's putting people with people. Put the right people in the room with the right people, and it becomes a cohesive unit. They're doing it with a bullpen as their starting pitchers, with the exception of Skubal. Boyd went game two. But I'll tell you, they can pitch. That bullpen is really good, a lot better than people give it credit. I think they finished the season as a staff and a bullpen 2-2 in the American League in that two spot. So they're better than people think offensively. They got a couple guys that can put a little scare into you, but for the most part, they do it with pitching, and they do it with this unbelievable streak they've been on for a while. I mean, look at back to the trading deadline. They gave away Flaherty. They had Flaherty on that team. They gave him to the Dodgers because they didn't think they were going to make it to the postseason. Now Things have changed, and I'd say right now, if you ask those guys in that clubhouse, hey, do you wish we had this guy or this guy? They'll say, you know what, we're fine with exactly what we got right now. We're on a roll. So tough to overlook guys that get along in the clubhouse, a chemistry. And when you're hot, you're hot, and you kind of know it. It's not an arrogant thing, but it's a look that you give a teammate, a glance, a wink, where you just go, you know we're going to come back and win this game, right? And you kind of almost will it. I've been on teams like that. They're special teams. It's going to be interesting to see what Detroit does, but I think right now, as much as I thought Cleveland had a chance to go to the World Series, man, that's an uphill battle with two games left, and you got to beat Skubal at the end.
Great points. Odyssey MLB insider Brett Boone, thanks so much, man. Always enjoy your insight. Look forward to seeing where this goes and talking some more playoffs with you as this thing shakes out this week.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.